There's many a young man leaves his home, his mother to him do say, "Oh, Carter, son, please stay at home and do not go away." Her voice so true to her breast she drew, which filled her heart with grief. 'Twas on that day he sailed away to the land of the maple leaf. He sailed out to the eastward from the westward of the shore. He sailed out to Cape Breton Isle, where the Atlantic seas do roar. 'Twas little did he ever think, as he left his home that day, that the murdering of young Osborne would take his life away. Well, his money had not long been spent when his friends were but a few. For 3 long days and 3 long nights he knew not what to do. He called young Osborne to his room and struck him on the head, and he rushed right through his pockets as he lay dead on the bed. 'Twas early the next morning he made his escape from town. He hired to work in the lumber and woods. He said that his name was Brown. The police were quickly notified, and to find him did not fail. In less than 3 weeks after, he was locked in Sydney jail. Well, the judge, he tried to free him, and very hard did try. But the jury, they found him guilty, which meant that he must die. He called his young man to his room, and this to him did say, "Young man, for the murdering you must die on the 24th of May." The day of his execution, 'twas little did he fear, for he talked and joked with friends he knew who happened to be dear. He wrote a farewell message, and this is what it read, "Oh, mother, I've broken your poor old heart, and tomorrow I'll be dead."